Welcome to Radio Sefarad's English Corner. I'm your host, Linda Jimenez, bringing news and other features of Jewish interest to Radio Sefarad's English-speaking audience in Spain and around the world. Our trivia question for this week is, how has Judaism influenced Moisés Bentata's art? On January 30th, the exhibition De la Luz al Secreto, From the Light to the Secret, was inaugurated at Centro Sefarad Israel in Madrid. The exhibit includes works by two Jewish artists, Moshe Castel and Moisés Bentata, and allows us to see the relationship between the light that radiates from Castel's works and the secrets that are hidden in the metaphorical language of Bentata's pieces. Moisés spoke with us about his own work in artistic evolution, and also about Moshe Castel, who's a very well-known Israeli artist with his own museum located in Maale Adumim near Jerusalem.
Thank you very much for speaking with us today, Moisés. First, could you tell us something about your own background, where you're from, what you studied, and so forth?
First, I want to thank you, Linda and Radio Sefarad, for giving me this opportunity to be here in this program and to share with you some ideas of myself, of my artworks, and especially about this current exhibition that I have in Centro Sefarad Israel. Regarding my background, I born in Ceuta. Ceuta is a little Spanish town in the north of Africa. At the beginning of my life, I want to live in Israel. And regarding my connection to the art, the art is close to my life from a very, very early age of my life. Since I can remember, at the beginning, I studied the art in a non-formal way in parallel of my initial study in the college. I progressed studying art with distance courses and also in parallel in traditional academic art in my town. After that, I became interested about specific techniques related to support material in art or medium that I mostly use. And at the beginning, the most interest technical for me was the carving and the sculpting of the wood. And after that, I had some study in other plastic technical that I am using today.
Well, something that I thought that was very interesting is that you studied information systems in Tel Aviv and you worked at that. And it's very unusual, I think. Maybe this is just a stereotype, but I think it's very unusual for someone who's interested in technological things or that sort of studies to go into art, unless, of course, it's computer design, which is not what you do. So I just thought it was interesting that you have done both of these things.
Yeah. First, you have to know that I work in a multinational company, and I work like a high executive in the company. And this is make to me to have a frenetic work, long work days, and the art for me was as a escape valve from a frenetic, as I say, long work days. For me, the art was the way to be more calm after frenetic days of work, and this is a perfect combination to humanize my life when I work in this job for more than 25 years of my life.
And now do you still work in information systems or only art?
No. I go out of my company 1 year ago, and now I full-time dedicate to art.
Uh-huh. The information about your exhibition says that your Sephardic roots have had a deep influence on your art. Can you tell us about that?
Okay. My works try to show my life reference in that frenetic world that we are living today. My reference is not separatist, it's specific. My reference to have a life without this frenetic style of life, I found my reference in the Judaism, not exactly radical Judaism, and the way I live in this world, take the reference of, as I said before, the Judaism lifestyle. And what I am trying to show through my words is to suggest for each one to find its own reference, not a specific Judaism, but any one reference to be more stable in our life, instead of a frenetic life that is changing each time, each email that we are receiving or tweet that we are receiving. As I do before, for business, and I am suggesting for each one through my words to find its own reference, like I found in the Judaism. It's not necessarily Judaism, but a static or stable reference of the life, with the life.
So can you tell us specifically how Judaism has influenced your work?
Yeah, I found in the Judaism a specific answer to a lot of specific questions that we have in our life: education, family, relationship with the society, with our friends. And I try to share these values of the life through my words with the public.
Many of your works combine graphics that are either photographs or symbols or texts, many times in different languages. And the title of your part of this exhibition is, in Spanish, The Metaphor of Letters, and in English, Beyond the Letters. And I thought that was strange because the meaning of the two titles is different, but what they have in common is the word letters. So can you explain the significance of letters?
Of course. Yeah, I'm thinking that the letters have a capital importance in the message and information that we are constantly receiving. And they represent the letters, they represent the stable part of the information that never change their meaning or their sense. In Judaism, there is a principle that says that the letter are to the world the same what the soul is for the our body. And the letter for me, there is the capital sense or the capital importance that they never change their meaning. And this is a stable reference for us in any message, in any information that we receive. So for this reason, the letters come to be capital importance for me, for the work that I am doing to express my sensitive expression, to be more comfortable in our life.
That's almost Kabbalistic, isn't it?
It's not a specific Kabbalist, but the form of the letter, specific in Hebrew, is sent to us some specific understanding of several concepts in our life. Maybe in some Kabbalah, but not a specific Kabbalah.
Okay. In this exhibition, you're showing your works together with those of the Israeli artist Moshe Castel. And the name of the whole exhibition is From the Light to the Secret. Could you tell us something about Castel's work?
Yeah. Castel, as you say, is an Israeli painter with a Sephardic root. His family left Spain in the 15th century due to the expulsion edict of the Catholic monarchs. His works and mine are converging in the same concept about Brazil universalism and how it may cause the loss of our roots and personal sense. Okay, he also very concerned about this universalism and that my world, and we found a connection between their words and my words in the same sense of how the universalism could be lost or caused the loss of our disconnection with our roots or personal sense. And this is maybe the connection between the Castel words and my work.
Why was this title, From the Light to the Secret, chosen?
Yeah, this work speaks about the human privilege to choose in our life, but to choose in the free way, it's necessary to have our own reference that I said before. In my case, the personal reference, I found them in the Judaism, but as I said before, I suggest for each one to find their own reference, to choose with the free way that we have necessary to choose the best way to life in this world.
And the secret?
The secret is in each word that I shown in this exhibition, there is a secret that I want to share with the public. Okay, this is a concept that I have in my life that I want to share with each one. It's not only for me. It's a concept that helped me to be more comfortable, and I want to share these secrets through my words with the general public.
The proceeds from the sale of the artworks in this exhibition are shared with Ten Yad. What is Ten Yad?
Yeah, Ten Yad is an institution that helps persons that is dealing with economic problem, and we think that is important in the case that we will have some benefit through this exhibition to share with person in an economic situation that they need to be helped by the society, and we decide to share this economic benefit with this institution. This institution is operate also here in Spain and in Israel.
Is there anything else that you can think of that you would like to add?
Again, to thank you, Lynn, and Radio Sefarad for bringing me this opportunity, okay, to share my exhibition with your public and to be here in this interview. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
The exhibition will be in Madrid at Centro Sefarad Israel, Calle Mayor 69, until March 9th, and every Wednesday at 12 noon, Moises Bentata himself is giving free guided tours to all who are interested in learning more about his work and that of Castel. Proceeds from the sale of the pieces will be shared with the charity Ten Yad Madrid. That's it for this week. As always, we'd love to hear from you, so please email us any comments or suggestions or questions you'd like us to answer on the air. Our address is English Corner at RadioSefarad.com. See you next week.